Where do you go to rest and renew yourself in nature? Where do you come into the peace of wild things? For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
where I'm at, just tell them I'm outside. Why ruin the element of surprise? It's not perfect, but if anything, I'm alive. So I fight the battles in my mind. I don't know who's winning, it's happening all the time. A lot of them are living in happiness all the time. I'm not sure what's happening more time. It's like my sanity has been sacrificed. A peace of mind is hard to find. I tried to pull it all together at night, but time's killing me as I kill time. But I'm gonna be okay, I'm alright. Boost the niggas, the energy aligns. Start taking some of my own advice. Pattern, work and style. I won't lie, I didn't know who I was then. Writing every day, but I didn't look left. Pennies to my name, nothing that I could spend. Glad that I didn't waste my life for a hood rep. Lost kid, I didn't know no better. Them times I was pushing for the Apex sweater. Pattern, trying to get my shit together. Now I ain't got none of my shit together. I hope that you see what you're made of. And stop doing things for the sake of. Working on yourself is not a day job. Because you never get no days off. Stay on your path, please don't stray off. I know you've got demons that you're still trying to shake off. Time to invest in your peace of mind. And I promise you that it's gonna pay off.
Do it. Hello. I am back. I hope you enjoyed that set. It had me moving, grooving, all the things. For the most part, I was playing instrumental beats. One of the tracks had some lyrics, but I'm really trying to have less lyrics, more beats. So I am going to let you know what we heard in this set. Started off at the top of the set, we had Dreamflower by Cutcomers. And then followed by that, we had We Are All Made of Water, and that was by Paul Chin. And then we had Canadian. Artist K-Tanada, and K-Tanada is going to be played a lot on Eats and Beats. Beats and Eats. I love that I can flip it. Hey. Yes, K-Tanada is going to be played a lot because he makes great beats, for sure. So we heard Do It. And then after that, okay, so when I heard this song, I was like, this is the song I need to play to get up to. It is called Milo's Anthem. I feel like it should be called Nicole's Anthem. It had like such a beat, such a vibe. If you're feeling down, I feel like this is the great track to listen to. But if you're feeling happy like I am today, it is also a great track to listen to because guess why I'm happy, guys? The sun is out. I mentioned it a little bit at the beginning of the show, and I'm going to talk a little bit about how glorious the sun felt this morning when I headed out into the streets. It was so good that I took some photos. I mean, I was so happy to put on sunglasses. I will say, to be quite honest, to be quite frank, I am totally okay with gray weather. I live out in the Lower Mainland for a reason, because where I am originally from, Toronto, born and raised, I just saw what they're going through today. They are in Snowmageddon. They are having like school day, no work day, all the things day. And here we are feeling spring-like temperatures out here. So I don't mind the gray. I also spend a lot of time in Calgary and spent a lot of time shoveling snow. And I love the fact that I don't have to shovel rain. So for me, I am totally, totally down when it is gray, when it's foggy, all the things. But nothing beats the sun, I swear. Nothing says, hello, how are you, all the things. Vitamin D is everything. So the sun, because it's back, and might I add, it's going to be around for at least about 4 days. So please get out there, enjoy it, go hug a tree, get into the streets, all the things. But what the sun has me thinking about big time is the Caribbean. It's got me thinking of Jamaica, just like I mentioned with the fundraiser. It's also got me thinking of Barbados, thinking of St. Martin, which I've never been to. But I just saw some videos in my FYP page of the TikTok street about St. Martin, and I really feel that I need to visit there. So the sun definitely got me thinking about the Caribbean, and there are a bunch of recipes that I'm going to be sharing that play homage to my Jamaican culture, play homage to Caribbean food that I have eaten throughout the years. But today I am going to share a recipe. It's super, super easy. It is a marinade recipe, and it is for Jamaican jerk sauce. So a lot of people will say Jamaican jerk sauce. A lot of people will say Jamaican jerk marinade. Essentially, the sauce is a marinade. So I'm going to use the term marinade because a lot of times people think that the sauce is like a dipping sauce. I make this often. I used to make it and sell it, and people would buy it and just like dip like chicken wings in it or a carrot, whatever, and I'd be like, that's cute, but it is a marinade. It's used to prepare meat. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about jerk. So jerk is a term that refers to both the cooking method of slow roasting meat over a fire, and it's a marinade, like I just mentioned, but it's also a seasoning rub. So today I'm actually going to share the marinade recipe, and next week I'm going to share the seasoning, like the dry rub recipe. Both super easy to make. So jerk marinade or like I said, sauce, is used in Jamaican jerk recipes. And so what are some of those recipes? Like jerk chicken, jerk pork, jerk shrimp I've done. I even for the vegetarian and vegan folks, I've done jerk cauliflower. I have added a jerk sauce marinade to a lot of things. Like if I want to just add a little kick to something. So let's say I'm making a spaghetti sauce, I'll add a teaspoon or a tablespoon. I'll do a tablespoon because I love the heat, but other people might do like a teaspoon to it. So basically I added to a lot of savory dishes, but this recipe is primarily used for like if you're making jerk chicken. Highly recommended. So a Jamaican jerk recipe is usually made with like allspice, onions, garlic, scotch bonnet pepper, soy sauce, brown sugar, ginger, all the things. But I'm going to give you my recipe because there are a lot of recipes online, but mine has a little bit of a twist to it. And I'll tell you what the twist is in just a moment. So, okay, let's go through the ingredients really quick. So the one thing that you're going to need is a really good blender. If you've got a Vitamix, you're laughing. You're loving. I have basically ruined blenders in the past because of the ingredients, and you're going to see why. So you're going to I personally like to use, and this is a little bit of the difference than other people, is that I like to use a red onion, a yellow onion, and then I also use a bunch of green onions. Then is where you get the heat. So scotch bonnet peppers will give you the heat. If you want it like a hotter marinade, I recommend that you use 5 or 6, even 6 or 7. And if you want it more milder, then I would say 3 to 4. Now, I'm going to say real quick, it is not easy to get scotch bonnet peppers in the Lower Mainland. I just have to let you know, I've lived out here almost 10 years and it was a struggle. But you can use habanero peppers. And habanero are found in like most grocery stores, right? Regardless of where you live. So I do recommend that. It's not as hot as the scotch bonnet, but it will definitely do. The next thing that is a little bit different that I do, which is I add an orange. Some people just use orange juice. Cloves of garlic, I like to use 8. The next that's in there is 1/4 cup of vinegar. Then you're going to add like some soy sauce. I like to use 3 tablespoons. You're going to put in some ginger in there as well. And then now we're going to get into the dried spices. Oh, before I get into the dried spices, the last other thing that you're going to put in there is 1/4 cup of olive oil. And so then into the dried spices, you're going to have some sea salt, some pepper, cinnamon, nutmeg. And the main ingredient for the jerk is allspice. So you have to make sure that you have it. If you have a bulk barn in your community, you are absolutely in luck because bulk barn always has it. But a lot of grocery stores do sell nutmeg. I like to add red chili pepper flakes, which a lot of people don't necessarily do. And then I add thyme. So I personally like to add fresh thyme. So I like to add like a bunch of sprigs of fresh thyme. But you can also use dried thyme as well. And then for those who don't want to deal with sugar, you don't have to add brown sugar or anything like that. You can, because there is some sugar from the orange that you're going to be including. And then a juice from 1 lime. So those are all the things that you're going to use. You're going to put it into your heavy duty blender. Like I said, if you've got the Vitamix, you're going to be laughing. You're going to be loving it. And then all you got to do is basically turn that baby on, and it's just, you're going to try to get the consistency into, like, think of applesauce is sort of the consistency that you're going to want it to be. So not too thick, but then obviously, like, not too thin. So I would basically, like, you know, play around with it until you get the consistency that you want. Now, when your jerk sauce is done, when you've blended it all up and it's done, what I would then do is put it in a jar and put it in the fridge. So it will last for about 30 days. I recommend 30 days. I have had people who have purchased my handmade Jamaican jerk sauce marinade and have used it much longer than 30 days. I don't highly recommend that, but I am just saying it is recommended 30 days. And you can also freeze it as well. So that is something that you can do also. I don't recommend the freezing thing. Like, I even bought Scotch bonnet peppers that were frozen, and I found that it wasn't as hot as I would like. So that pretty much is it in a nutshell. And like, you basically, like I said, it's a marinade. So you will coat the meat that you are wanting to make. And unfortunately, most of us don't have the ability to cook with an open fire. So in many cases, I make it my chicken in the oven type of thing. So I'll use like a roasting pan. I will coat my chicken with the marinade, and then I'll bake it for, you know, an hour or so or whatever. I like it to be super golden brown and all the things. I like it to, you know, look like it's been in there a hot minute, but you'll find that it is super, super juicy as well. So next week, I am going to talk about the dry rub, which is super, super easy to make. And then I'll talk about like the differences between the two. And personally, the reason why I like to use the marinade a little bit more than the dry rub is because with the marinade, it's easier to make a gravy out of it, whereas with the dry rub, it's a little bit, you kind of have to do more work to come up with a gravy if that's what you're looking for. And if you have a Caribbean in your life, you'll know that we love gravy. You'll know that we love gravy. All right. I want to, I can't believe I'm already at like the top of the hour. I am got a few more tracks that I'm going to play before I leave. I'm going to make way for the next open mic show. But before I head out, let me tell you what I'm going to play. So we're going to have Kaytana again with Good Luck, because, you know, that's what I wish you guys for today. And then after that, we are going to hear two tracks based on time and everything. Two tracks by an artist that goes by Goddamn Chan. And the first song is Oju. And then the second one is Fly With Me. And I love how it's like no spaces altogether. All right. So see you guys next week.
Sacred dirt, get our souls right, cleanse. Did you throw some dirt in your hair or something?
that dirt. I could pick up a hand of dirt, and that's what my grandmother used to say. She'd pick up a hand of dirt, and she'd say, this is my flesh.
January 15th to 17th, featuring local artists like Worry War, Jody Glenham, so let it keep raining. CJSF chart toppers Devour, Drinks, on-site tattoo artists, and more. The second annual Unreal City Festival, January 15th to 17th at the Rickshaw Theater and the Russian Hall in East Vancouver. For passes, go to
Of the one. Well, there's only one of us here.
You get off.